In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. I'm glad to be with you today. We remember after the resurrection of Jesus in John's Gospel, the doors were locked for fear of the Jewish people. They felt that they were going to be next. But now the Holy Spirit has come upon them. Oh yes, Jesus has promised that Holy Spirit. He said, "Go into the city and pray until you are filled with the Holy Spirit." And I continue with verse 32 of Peter's sermon. "This Jesus hath God raised up, wherefore we are all witnesses." In other words, we've witnessed the resurrection, that Jesus has been raised up. "Therefore, being by the right hand of God, he is exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he hath shed this which you now see and hear." In other words, what you're seeing and hearing is what Jesus received to give, and that's the Holy Spirit. "Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus whom you have crucified both Lord and Messiah." In other words, we heard the resurrection being proclaimed and the crucifixion being proclaimed. "Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do?" They were cut to the heart. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. They were cut to the heart. "What are we to do?" Then Peter said, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Let me tell you, I remember once when someone was cut to the heart. We were in Connecticut, and there was a statue of the Blessed Mother who had been weeping. And there was a young man that sat next to me. He was Jewish. I didn't know that. He said to me, "Why is the Blessed Mother weeping?" I said, "Well, she's got a lot to weep about." I said, "People have abandoned her son, Jesus." I said, "Would you like to give your life to Jesus?" He said, "No." And as he continued to watch the weeping of the Blessed Mother, he looked at me and said, "I want to give my life to Jesus." He was cut to the heart. He was cut to the heart. And later on, he was baptized, received communion and confirmation, and he still is filled with God. He goes out to the abortion mills, and he loves Jesus. He was cut to the heart. "Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, Repent, turn away from your sins. Be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins." Baptism washes away sins. It is not only an identification with Christ, it washes away sins. The sixth chapter of Romans says, we were buried with Christ in baptism. For the promise of the Holy Spirit is to you and your children and all those far off, even as many as the Lord of our God shall call. In other words, the Holy Spirit is given to you, you people that are hearing me now, and your children and those far off. That's us. In other words, Pentecost is for us. We need Pentecost. We need the power of the Holy Spirit. We need that God would baptize us in the Holy Spirit. I have a friend in Arizona, and she's just 90. And she says, what the church needs now is that her people and her priests be baptized with the Holy Spirit. She's not Catholic, But she's right. I said, you're right, Donna. That's what we need now, that we be filled with the Holy Spirit, like Peter, like the apostles, that we be filled with the Holy Spirit. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Save yourself from this wicked generation. Then they that had gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in the breaking of the bread, and in prayers. I tell you, the breaking of the bread is the Eucharist. Oh yes, today at Mass Jesus said, I am the bread of life. I am the bread of life. I tell you, he used the name that Moses was given of God. I am who I am. I am the bread of life. He who eats this bread would neither hunger or thirst again. I am the bread of life. He is the bread of life, Jesus. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. Why? Because Jesus promised that those people would do wonders and signs. Go into the city and pray till you're filled with the Holy Spirit, and you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Now that's not only for the apostles. That's for us, those that are far off. That's for us. It's for us that we have been given power by the power of God. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles, and all that believed were together and had all things in common. Very wonderful. Very wonderful. We, the church, needs Pentecost. Without the Pentecost, the church is not the church. The church is in need of Pentecost. The church is in need of Pentecost. We are all in need of the power of the Holy Spirit. We are all in need of the power of the Holy Spirit. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit. And what happened? They sold their possessions and their goods and parted to all men as everyone had need. In other words, they made sure that all the believers were given what they needed to stay alive and to stay healthy. And they continued daily in one accord in the temple, breaking bread from house to house, and did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such those that have been going to be saved. I tell you, it's all about the Holy Spirit. It's all about the Spirit of God leading people to Jesus Christ. It's all about that same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, leading people to Jesus Christ. Now, chapter 3. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. So we see Peter and John have received the fullness of Judaism. They still go to the temple. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask money of them that entered into the temple. Jesus, on the day of Palm Sunday, went through the Beautiful Gate and saw this man and did not heal him. It's amazing. He saved that for the apostles. And Peter fastened his eyes upon the man, and John said, look at us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something from them. And Peter said, silver and gold I have none, but what I have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk, my Lord. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and his ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. This is a man that was from birth lame, could not walk. Now, through the power of the Holy Spirit, Peter and John call on the name of Jesus, who is the healer, to heal this man. And you know what? He was totally healed. That's wonderful. I remember praying with somebody, and the Lord just moved in this person's life, and they were totally healed. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I remember it was a little boy who had this curvature of the spine, and I guess was in trouble with pain. We prayed over the little boy, and the spine straightened out in the name of Jesus. This is real. This is real. This happened, and the mother would bring the little boy back when I went to the services in their town, and finally the little boy was kind of embarrassed and he never came, but he was healed. He was healed. God healed him of curvature of the spine. That's through the power of the Holy Spirit. And all the people saw him walking and praising God, and they knew that it was the person who sat collecting alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder, and they were filled with amazement at which that happened unto him. I tell you, we need miracles. We need to see people who are lame begin to walk straight. We need it. God has given us the power. Remember, the Spirit of God is given to the people Peter was talking to their children, and to those far off. That's us. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, why do you think they held Peter and John? Because he thought the power came from Peter and John. All the people ran together unto them in the porch that's called Solomon's, and they greatly wondered. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, "Men of Israel, why do you marvel at this? Or why do you look on us so earnestly, as though by some power of our own, or some holiness of our own, made this man walk? The Lord God, Father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our fathers, hath glorified his Son, Jesus Christ. And we have been delivered up, and he was delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go. But you denied the Holy One and the Just One and desired a murderer," that's Barabbas, "to be granted to you. And you killed the Prince of Life, whom God hath raised from the dead. Wherefore we are all witnesses." They're witnesses of the resurrection of Jesus. I'm telling you, we are called to be witnesses of Jesus, to have first-hand experience of Jesus. I would never be able to preach to you if I did not have first-hand experience of Jesus, the beautiful Jesus. I would never be able to proclaim anything to you unless I had first-hand experience of Jesus. I have never seen him, only in the faces of people and once upon the cross. But I have never experienced seeing him when I'm praying with people. But you know what? His Spirit lives in me, and his Spirit does the things that need to be done. And Jesus promised. You see, this man was healed by the power of God. Let's pray for healing right now by the power of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, the same Jesus of Nazareth that healed this lame man, I ask you now to heal the sick in their eyes, in their shoulders, in their necks, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, by the power of the cross and by the power of the resurrection. Father, heal people's knees and backs and legs and cancer. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Eyes that are troubled, be healed in the name of Jesus. Yes, we can bring healing to the people, not because we are the healers, but because God has given us the Holy Spirit unto us by the grace of God, and we need to use that Holy Spirit. He always glorifies Jesus. It is Jesus who the Holy Spirit glorifies. It is Jesus who healed that person through the power of the Holy Spirit. And in His name, the name of Jesus, through faith in His name, the name of Jesus, hath made this man strong, whom you see and know, yea, faith which is by him, have been given him perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Isn't that amazing? Yet, in other words, we didn't do this. It's the name of Jesus and faith in the name of Jesus that has given this man healing, complete healing. And now, brethren, I wot through ignorance that you did it, as did also your rulers, that's right, killed Christ. But those things which God before had shown by the mouth of his prophets that Christ should suffer, he hath so fulfilled. I won't tell you, I helped murder Christ too by my sins. Yes, I'm not going to blame the Jewish people. I, Jesus, knows that my sins put Jesus to the cross. Your sins put Jesus to the cross, and he forgives us. And if we death, the only thing we need to do is to repent and believe. Repent and believe. Turn away from your sins and believe. Repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshment shall come in the presence of the Lord. How we need the times of refreshment. How we need that the Holy Spirit would refresh us. We are in need of that wonderful Holy Spirit to refresh us. And he shall send Jesus, which before was preached unto you, whom heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things which God hath spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets, which the world from the world began. For Moses truly said to the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you and your brethren like me. Him shall you hear all things whatsoever he shall say unto you. And it shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. Who is that prophet? Is Jesus. He's more than a prophet. He's the Lord. Oh, yes. Even Moses promised that the Lord would come. Oh, yes. Isaiah promised that the Lord would come. Micah promised that the Lord would come. From the book of Genesis to the book of Revelation, it's all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. Jesus who came into the world. Jesus who was promised, Jesus who would be crucified. Yes, it's all about Jesus. And I'm telling you, our preaching should be all about Jesus. If we have the Holy Spirit, our preaching should be all about Jesus and what Jesus is doing. Oh yes, isn't that amazing? What Jesus is doing. And what is Jesus doing? He's healing the sick. He's changing people. People's hearts are cut to the core, and they give their life to Jesus. Yes, all the prophets from Samuel and those that follow after, as many as have spoken, have likewise foretold of these days. What days? The days of the Spirit of God healing people through the power of the name of Jesus. You are children of the prophets and of the covenant which God made with our fathers, saying unto Abraham, in your seed shall all the kindreds of the earth be blessed. Unto you first, God, having raised up his Son, Jesus, sent him to bless you in turning away every one of you from your sins and from your iniquity. It's all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. What else do we have to preach? It's all about Jesus. Faustina experienced Jesus, and she wrote a diary, what he told her to write. Faustina experienced Jesus. Vincent Ferrer, healer, experienced Jesus. Yes, he experienced Jesus. And the sick were healed as he himself went and preached the last things, heaven, hell, and the final coming of Jesus. I'm telling you, it's all about Jesus. Chapter 4, and as they spoke unto the people, the priests and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came to them, being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection of the dead. It's always the religious people that are going to make you stop preaching. You have no right to preach. I know one person said to a lady, you have no right to pray for the sick. You're not a priest. Jesus doesn't say only the priest should pray for the sick. He says, they shall lay hands upon the sick, and they shall be healed. So another person came to me and said, my minister said, God doesn't speak anymore today. I said, well, I'm going to tell you. He's not mute. He's called the Word. And God continues to speak not only through the Scriptures and through the church, but God speaks to us by the grace of the living God. And they laid hands upon Peter and John and put them in hold for the next day, for it was now evening. Though many of them which heard the Word believed, and the number of men was about 5,000. So what's happening? The church is being multiplied, 5,000 men hearing the Word of God. What made them hear the Word of God? The lame man, now walking and jumping and leaping and praising God. He was there for years collecting money for himself so that he could live. Now they see him jumping and leaping and praising God. They're very interested. How did this happen? In the name of Jesus and by the power of his name, Jesus, this man is healed. We are not the ones who healed him. The one who healed him is Jesus. The one who healed him is Jesus. The one who healed him is Jesus. Father, heal the sick today again. Heal the sick today again, especially those that are emotionally sick, especially those who feel lonely. Let your presence come upon them. Heal the sick today in the name of Jesus. Heal your people. Heal your people. We are in need of your healing. Oh, yes, go to the best doctors, but don't stop with the doctors. Go to Jesus. Ask Jesus to heal you right now. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. Melt us. Melt us. Mold us. Mold us. Fill us. Fill us. Heal us. Heal us. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. Oh Jesus, you are the healer. Fall afresh upon your people. Heal the sick in mind and body and spirit. Heal necks today. Necks and shoulders, no more pain. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, heal people's stomach conditions in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Heal people's breathing conditions in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Because you are the healer, Jesus. You have come so that we might have life and have it more abundantly. We worship you, we adore you, and we praise you. Just remember, Peter wasn't afraid anymore to preach. Oh yes, he preached the Word of God. And people would hear the Word of God and were converted. And the man was healed by the power of the name of Jesus. You know that name. We can use that name anytime we need help. What name? The name above every other name, the name of Jesus Christ, who is Lord of heaven and earth. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I do need to hear from people so we can pay our bills. Also, you can go on PayPal go inseason.net and find PayPal and leave a donation. I want to tell you one thing before I leave. The same Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead dwells in you. Dwells in you. Believe it. It's true anyway. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.